Welcome to PokerSoftware.com's podcast. This is Sean Gibson, and today we're going to be featuring Ryan Nelson of PlayerGPS and talking about that wonderful website and the resources it can provide, as well as a great segment, What's New in Poker Software, with Jamie Little. So let's get right to it. Let us welcome Ryan Nelson of PlayerGPS.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on, and for our listeners, PlayerGPS is a fantastic notification and player finder tool on the internet. And Ryan, we'll just jump right into it. How did PlayerGPS get invented, and how has it come along over time?
I invented PlayerGPS with several others about 2 years ago. Our main goal was we wanted to know when a specific type of person signed on to the poker site, whether it be a big name pro such as Phil Ivey, Isildur One, or one of my best friends when he's playing, I always wanted to know, and even sometimes your favorite opponent or fish. So far it's taken off and it's been an extreme success.
Fantastic. One of the really cool things that I know about, since I've been using the site, is the notification system that you can actually set every single person in your alert list to be under a specific set of notifications. So for some people, I get an email. For some people, I get an IM. And for some people, including I put myself in there, I've even put a text message. How were you able to develop that technology?
We hired a good group of tech guys, obviously. Our main two things at first were SMS and email, and we decided since people are always playing on their computer 24/7, we should try to figure out how to incorporate AIM, MSN, and Skype. And after a year and a half, we figured out the technology, and it works perfectly now. So it's actually been one of our biggest features.
For the micro stakes player, or maybe the beginning online poker player, how is PlayerGPS going to help them?
Still same thing for anyone, almost like a robot type thing, whether they want to watch Ivy or Durr, and even just soft opponents at the low stakes. There's still tons of them. They can still put them on their buddy list and go at it. And we also created a now playing page, which shows what tables the players are at and what they started and left with, which is one of our biggest features.
For the high stakes players, it seems to make a lot of sense, because you're going to be, I don't want to use the word bum hunting, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it, but you're going to be looking for those fish, those ATM machines. Even if you're playing sort of the small and mid-stakes games, that could be a huge advantage for you in terms of your win rate. Am I right?
No, you're 100% correct. The product's based more towards middle to high-stakes players, but I'd say as low as 25 or 50 cent dollar, actually, it's been used a ton. But mainly, I would say 5-10 to whatever, 500,000. Those are the main people who are going to use the product.
I've written quite a few articles on PlayerGPS, and one feature that I think hasn't been harped up enough is that this is actually one heck of a security system for your account, because you can put yourself under your alert list and make sure that all the notifications are sent out. So if you're at the ball game and suddenly you get a text message that you're playing online, your account's been compromised. How has that come along? Have you seen players been using that as a feature?
No, I've actually read in forums that people have been doing that, but so far we haven't had it. Nobody's had any security issues, but they're all taking second measures, obviously. And so it was actually good whoever came up with that on the forums when I read it on 2+2. So
I'll just go ahead and take credit for it.
That's all.
Well, let's talk about you. What's your poker background, and how did you get into this industry?
About 5 years ago, when I was playing tennis at the University of Kentucky, I basically was injured and I had nothing to do. And some of my friends introduced me to online poker in the good party poker days. So started playing, made about $35,000 the first 2 months, and I've played since then. And I got a job with Bluff as an internship about 2.5 years ago, and I started recruiting bloggers, doing interviews, and then I moved on to poker news, and I became the online poker editor, and that's actually how I met all the big pros, just by through all the players I recruited from blogs and interviews, which then led to me saying, let's try to endorse the big name pros on our product, just like any other thing, like for Nike with Tiger Woods or Federer with Wilson. That's basically the goal that we have, and we've signed some pretty big names, and they've done great. They love the product.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those names. You've got Antonio Esfandiari, Annette Oberstad, Brian Rass, Dan Blazarian. You've got some of the biggest names in the world of poker. How strong are your alliances with them, and how long are we going to be seeing them on PlayerGPS, and what has their reaction been using the product?
Oh, they absolutely love it, especially Rass and Robel. They can't stop talking about it enough, the victory guys, and we're basically going to have them on there forever. They have great winnings. They're always on playing 24/7. We're actually going to sign some huge names, too, some of the biggest online players in the world, but I can't really say much about that. But in a week or two, you should probably know. They're on there every day, so that's a hit.
All right, well, we'll definitely check that out within the week of this podcast being released. We'll check in with PlayerGPS to see what some of those new pros are going to be. Going over some of the other new features, when the site started out and was in beta, you just had the two sites of PokerStars Full Tilt. In recent weeks, recent months actually, probably since the new year, you've added new sites and new networks. Is that correct?
Yes, that's definitely correct. At first, the first year, everybody knew we were struggling with the technology, and we only had full tilt PokerStars and be up and down. But then we merged with Player Stalker because their technology was pretty good, to say the least. And we kept our pros, and with my marketing connections and everybody on the team, it was just the smartest thing to do. And so now the product's been working flawlessly. We have 6 or 7 sites up, and we should be having On Game up in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. So
very cool.
That's the main thing for now. That's what we're focusing on.
For players that are coming to Player GPS for the first time, what benefits do you have for them if they're just signing up? Is there a free trial? And then what's kind of the pricing right now?
Yeah, there definitely is a free trial, and they get, I believe, 25 free SMS. So they get tested out for 10 days and see how they like it. And from there, they can just sign up depending on what category they want, whether it's Shark, Ball, or Grinder.
We know that a lot of players have been using Player GPS. What do you have to say to your loyal customers? Because you do have a good group of very loyal people that are constantly subscribing to your site.
I mean, I appreciate it more than anything. I'm just trying to help them out any way possible, and I appreciate everything that they're doing for us and giving it a good word on all the forums and everything. So it's great to hear. Hopefully we can just get their needs or whatever site they want up next and new features. So we'll try to help them as much as we can.
Very awesome, man. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming onto our podcast. Ryan, best of luck to you and to PlayerGPS.com.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. It's now time for our What's New in Poker Software segment with Jamie Little. He's one of the most senior writers in the world of poker software. Jamie, welcome back to the PokerSoftware.com podcast.
Hey, Sean. Good to be back as always. And I'm going to talk about a couple of things today, mostly just software updates and kind of what's going on out there. We'll kind of start with Poker Edge 5. If you've looked at it on our review page, obviously has a brand new interface look now. The HUD's a subscription-based, it's a subscription-based software, so the HUD allows players to access billions of hands, so you don't necessarily have to play against those players to collect those hand histories, which skips a big step in the traditional process, so you can just have hands available versus having to play against them to have those in your database. There's a new detailed player reporting feature with the software as well as a new notification feature that you can set to notify you for different things. Maybe you want to be notified every time you get aces or kings or various other things. And then probably my favorite feature that I learned about is the new pot odds and poker outs feature, which is actually cool because you get a pot odds calculator built in with your tracking and analysis software, which you may know something different, Sean, but to my knowledge, this is maybe one of the only ones that has kind of both in one program. Do you know of any other ones that have that?
No, this is the only one that I know about that has both the integrated HUD with the stats kind of built in, yeah, along with the notifications. I did take a look at it. It looks like a huge upgrade from Poker Edge 4 and something really cool that a lot of poker players are going to want to take a look at.
Yep, I would agree. So obviously you can try it for a 5 days, and then from there it's either a $4.95, $14.95, or a $29.95 monthly cost based on your level of play. So definitely go check that out and try it out. Next up, we've got Poker Copilot, which these guys do a fantastic job of updates, and probably my most favorite thing that they do is the amount of updates that they put on their blog. I mean, you can pretty much go every day and kind of see what's going on at Poker Copilot, which is great. They now support Rush Poker on Full Tilt Poker, and as well as Absolute Poker is now supported as well. So you can try the software for 30 days, and then it's $59.95 to buy after that. So I would definitely recommend this if you're a Mac user. I am not, but I'm moving in that direction. I think, Sean, you're a Mac user, and maybe have you used the software in the past, at least tried it out? Or
yeah, to say I'm a Mac user is kind of an understatement. I've had a Mac just about my whole life, and I've got an iMac and a MacBook Pro. I've tried both, not to plug another product, but I have used Poker Tracker 3 on my Mac. It's really solid. However, Poker Copilot was their first. Is it as good or whatever? I'll leave that up to whoever wants to try it, because you can get free trials for both. So that's the good news. I will say that having used Poker Copilot, it's a great program. The 2.0, and now I think it's like 2.31, it's a much updated, much more relevant program than first created. And for it to support Rush Poker is huge. That's a huge buzzword for so many poker players. They want that feature in their hand history tracking program. So it was kind of cool that it's included now.
Yep, very good. And so kind of last up, we've got not really anything new, but we did a feature on poker table ratings on our homepage recently. And If you haven't checked out Poker Table Ratings, I would obviously, if you're a cash game player, I mean, you really need to check this out. You're kind of missing the boat if you don't know about Poker Table Ratings. It's kind of the place to go if you're a cash game player to, you know, look at, see how other players are doing as far as results and, you know, see the biggest pots of the day, the biggest losers of the day. And it's just kind of the place to go for cash game players. You've kind of got, you know, your pocketfives.com site that you can go to track your tournament guys. And, you know, Poker Table Ratings is the place to go. So definitely check that out. It's one of my favorite places to go to check out what's going on in the cash game world. So
one of my favorite sites as well.
Yep. So yeah, go check that out. And that's kind of all we have on the update side and the news of, you know, poker software. I guess we'll turn it back over to you, Sean.
I got a couple of things, actually, and would love to get your pulse just to turn the tables here. Poker Tracker 3 had a few updates. And one of them actually supports Rush Poker, which was really cool because it was the first HUD to actually do, you know, hand-by-hand updates. We hadn't seen that. There was some notes feature that kind of came out for Hold'em Manager, and there was nothing at Poker Copilot. But now Poker Tracker 3 has a full Rush HUD compatible, I guess the way to put it, HUD, which is really cool. And then also one feature is the multi-currency support, and a lot of cash game players are playing multi-currency tables because Euro tables have become really popular at PokerStars because it's kind of a way to jump in stakes like halfway since it's like 70%, you know, so because there's no like 150, no limit hold'em. You have to go from 100 to 200 and that jump is double the stakes. It's always hard to do that, but playing those Euro tables kind of offsets that, but there hasn't been a way previously to track that. So previous, you know, Poker Tracker 3 has had it, and it'll actually break out rush hands from, you know, all the other, you know, Euro tables, regular tables. And now Hold'em Manager this past week has caught up and also released that patch. So if you're a cash game player, whether you use Poker Tracker 3 or Hold'em Manager, personally, I use both. I use Poker Tracker on my laptop. I use Hold'em Manager on my computer. But it's great that both those softwares constantly updating and have that feature. I would highly, highly recommend, and I'm going to ask you in a second if you do it, to check out those Euro tables because they're actually pretty juicy, and best of all, they don't allow short stackers. So what do you think?
I haven't done that, but it's certainly something that I will look into. I'm not a really big Rush Poker player myself. I've only tried it maybe once or twice, and I think we talked about that last time that you don't necessarily like it as much as the full ring games, kind of the standard format, but it's definitely something that I will... we'll check out there with Poker Tracker 3 and those guys. So
I also have a little tidbit of rumor / gossip, and it was posted on February 25th by Scotty in the 2+2 forums. And if you go to our forums, there'll be a post by me, and I'm sure Jamie and a few other guys will chime in. But there has been this short stacker issue. Both Party Poker and Everest Poker have made statements in the past week that they are going to change the buy-ins to the regular cash game tables to be similar to that of Full Tilt, meaning no short stackers. You cannot buy in for 20 big blinds and, you know, just play your push-shove bot poker. And the rumor is that there is heavy debate within PokerStars. I can't reveal my sources outside of Scotty confirming them on 2+2 that there has been a lot of discussion and that there is a survey going around with their VIPs and trusted sources asking, like, look, should we be doing this and should we be following the rest of the industry? Because there is, you know, a bit of a consensus that PokerStars is on the decline, that they're not the industry leaders that they've always been. And this has been one of the major issues. So I don't know what you've heard, and I don't know where you stand, but I'd be really interested to hear what you think, Jamie.
Well, I haven't heard, one way or the other. I've certainly heard of other sites kind of, you know, coming out and saying that they're going to put a stop to it. But I do know that PokerStars, I won't say that they're a follower, but if a certain site has a certain feature that's going well for them, they implement it. You know, obviously, when Full Tilt released the 55-minute after the hour, you know, time breaks, it wasn't far before PokerStars did it. So I think that they do pay attention what players want, and if things are going well and if something's working for another particular site, they're going to implement it with their site as well very soon. So they may not, you know, have an opinion one way or the other, but if players want it, I think that they will, you know, follow suit with the other sites.
Yeah, the rumor is a couple more weeks, 2-3 weeks, there's going to be an announcement one way or the other. So it should be really, really interesting which way that goes. And we're also expecting, you know, on the Full Tilt Poker side of things, they've hinted at a new VIP system. You know, as many people know, they have rakeback. You can get rakeback at pokersoftware.com, 27%. That is, you know, hundreds of dollars a month if you're a regular player at even the micro stakes that you're missing out on. So if you're not playing a Full Tilt Poker and you want rakeback, you know, be sure to visit our site. And to get further with that, they have the Ironman, which a lot of people have criticized, and it sounds like they've got something up their sleeves that's going to be even better. So, you know, again, more thoughts, Jamie.
That's something that Full Tilt has needed to do for a really long time. I mean, kind of the industry standard or the big gorilla out there as far as VIP is concerned, or giving value back to the player with their either their items in the store or milestone bonuses, whatever that may be, has been Poker Stars. And I think Full Tilt has really missed the boat on that in the past. And so any update that they can make for, you know, on a VIP level is obviously going to be very, I guess, welcomed, you know, by every player out there. So I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us once again on the podcast. We look forward to hearing from you again next month.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Take care. Well, thanks to Jamie, and of course, thank you to Ryan Nelson of Player GPS. That concludes our podcast number 3. We'd like to thank all of you for downloading it and checking us out. Make sure to visit us on the forums. Make sure to visit our site, pokersoftware.com, for the very latest in the world of online poker software. Take care.